So finally, I had the time to sit down and record another podcast episode of The Articulate Bitch, because that's who I am. I finally got my old Instagram name back at Bella Guns. I literally had to DM some girl who I guess stole it in November and ask her, like, can you please give me my name back? And she did. So thank God for that. Anyways, this week's episode is strictly going to be about my experiences. It's a Dear Diary kind of episode because some crazy shit happened to me within the last 2 weeks, and I feel like I need to explain it because I posted like little clips on my Instagram story of a female yelling, and I was in like a hallway, and everybody was like really curious to what was happening. Now, I know that I share way too much about my life, but I just felt like it was a funny moment and I needed to capture it. And on top of that, like, what happened afterwards was hella funny. So before I even get to that, I want to say rest in peace to Stephon Clark. He was a young unarmed man shot by police last night in his backyard, and they thought all because he had a gun, but in fact he only had his cell phone. Now, how many fucking times do law enforcement confuse cell phones with guns? I mean, like, cell phones are not even the shape of fucking guns, so it don't make any sense to me. It just sounds like another excuse to kill another black man. And I heard that they were looking for a car stealer in the neighborhood, and they said that he was hiding in a backyard and they thought that was him. Okay, so kill him? Like, would you kill someone who robs cars that was white? No. So rest in peace to Stephon Clark. He was only 22, my age, and I think he had a child. And it just sucks that we are still experiencing this type of racist prejudice, like institutional attacks in America today. And I really, really, really just hope that his family seeks revenge. But nevertheless, let me get into my little story. So this guy and I, we met outside of a hospital. I was taking my daughter to her doctor's appointment, and there was no parking. So he took up two spots, and I was like, dang, like, this nigga being mad selfish. Let me just pass him. So I passed him, and he beeped at me. So I backed up, and I was like, what happened? He's like, I got a spot for you. So I'm like, okay, cool. He's not gonna be selfish. So boom, backed into the spot, and then like street cleaning was over at 10. So I had to wait until 10 o'clock to actually like leave from my car and go to my doctor's appointment with my daughter. So I'm sitting around and I'm like, thank you so much, because I couldn't find parking for the longest. He's like, no problem. Some guy was trying to steal three spots, and so he got angry and he took up two spots, blah, blah, blah. That was in November 2017. Long story short, I added his gram. He added me back and we started DMing. Now I'm on his page and I see this girl, and I'm just like, he's hitting me up nonstop, like, yo, you look mad good. Every story I post, he's responding, like, you're mad sexy. He's answering my questions. I usually ask a lot of sexual questions for those who tune into my IG stories all the time, and he's responding like, oh, so would you want this? Would you want a threesome? Da 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 da. And I'm just like, all right, I'm not gonna entertain this fool anymore. Especially because he got a bitch on his page. So I told him, like, nah, you got a girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I gave him my number before I even dubbed him. So he started texting me. This guy texted me nonstop for, like, months and months and months and months. He would hit me up, then disappear, hit me up, then disappear. Apparently, he had, like, a housewarming party. He sent me the flyer. So I'm like, okay, thanks. He's like, I hope you could come because you're really the reason why I got it. That day that I met you, parking was the day of my interview for the apartment, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, I'll try to make it. I don't know though. So from there, I had stopped dealing with the dude I was with, and I was lonely, so I started texting him back. So we texting, and you know, we pretty much go from texting to sexting real quick. And like, we're sending pictures, we're talking nasty, blah, 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 you know, fun of the moment. And then he's like, what are you doing Friday? I'm gonna be off work. So I'm like, oh, me too. So he's like, oh, you should come over. So I'm like, okay. So I went over and I was mad skeptical. I was like, send me a picture of your ID, send me a picture of your social security card, everything, your bank card. I want all evidence. So he sent me these things, he sent me his ID and I sent it to my best friend. So then, boom, I went to his house. We're chilling, of course. We're having a good time. I stayed there the whole day. Then, knock, knock, knock. Some bitch named Latrice comes to the door. So he's like, Latrice opens the door and rushes a girl and tries to attack him. And also try to pop on me. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, is this a fucking movie? And so, she pretty much was the girl that I saw on his page. And she's like, so that's who you fucking with now? That's who you fucking with now? And like, you know, you could clearly hear her screams in my IG, you know, video. So I stepped to the back and I was like, this is too much. This is like straight out of a movie. And I just started recording her yelling. This girl started asking for her ninja bullet. She started saying, oh, is this who you fucking with now? Give me back my microwave. Just going crazy. So this dude pulls the cops on her. And I'm just like, really? Like, it's that deep? So he's in the hallway fighting with her. And she's like, I'm not leaving till I get my shit. Blah, blah, blah. She's causing a whole scene. So for those that didn't see it on IG, listen. Like, sis, if you really gonna fuck with a nigga who called the cops on you, who calls you all types of bitches in front of me, then you can have him. So I ended up like leaving whatever when the cops came. So they're asking him like, oh, do you want to arrest her? And he's like, nah, I don't want any problems. So they're like, oh, so then you shouldn't call the cops or whatever. So then, boom, he's like, oh, did you post anything? I'm like, of course I posted. I posted your floor, and I posted that we wasn't watching Netflix anymore. He's like, oh, that's why she popped up. No, nigga, no bitch is gonna pop up in 20 minutes of me posting that. She was already on her way. She already had clues. It was either me following you again, or she went through your text messages. She knew what's up. And the fact that you're trying to blame it on me is crazy. So, long story short, the week after, I went back to his house. We're chilling again. I guess she didn't know about this part. And then I told him, I was like, no, this is the last time I'm coming here because I already sensed that you're fucking with her and I don't got time. And so pretty much he was like, really? Like, nah, 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 don't make this the last time. Like, you know, like trying to be smooth. Boom. So I stopped texting him and then I saw that I was blocked. So I hit him up like, you blocked me? He's like, nah, it was her. She had my phone. And I'm just like, you see, this is too much because you said y'all wasn't together. And now all of a sudden, she's like in control of your phone, your Apple Watch. I don't got time. Long story short, he had his housewarming party. And I saw that he was like Lululemon with her in his house. And the fact of the matter is like, nigga, you did not have to lie to me about having a girlfriend in order to chill with me. Because let me make the decision of if I want to fuck with you in the first place. And I guess because I didn't want to fuck with him the first time I saw that he had a girlfriend, he figured he had to lie to both me and her so he could have his way. But it is what it is. It's just moral of the story. Don't let these, like, follow your intuition, because I literally dubbed him for months from November. It's March, you feel me? And so, like, I dubbed him because I knew he was fucking with a person. And so I should have just been like, you know what? Let me not let my loneliness take control of what I really want and kept it moving from the jump. But that's pretty much what I had to say about my Instagram snaps and why this chick was trying to bust in, causing drama when I was at his house. And that's pretty much it. Now, moving along, I fucking just have something to say about wanting to rekindle unnecessary relationships, because I'm the kind of person where if life is going good for me, I pretty much want to make up with everybody. And so, even if it's been a lot of time in between, I'm the type to hit you up like, hey, let's have a conversation, let's talk. I've matured to that level. However, others haven't. So anyways, recently I hit up like two friends and wanted to have a conversation. One of them, she agreed and we had a little phone conversation and it was pretty cute. But moral of the story is, a bitch like me ain't doing that shit no more in 2018 because women really don't appreciate genuine friendships as much as I do. And so if I know that the friendship was always genuine, it was just like a little mishap in between, I'm always going to try to reach out. But if I'm not getting that same mutual respect, then I'm not kissing nobody's ass. So with that said, I wanted to add to this podcast that if you have, because a lot of women always DM me about friendships and keeping friends and even relationships, but I feel like my friendships in my life have scarred me more than my actual like male relationships. And so with that being said, just always know that there's some women in your life where you know you fuck with that bitch. That's your homegirl. And there's some girls where you know y'all cool, but y'all ain't never gonna be close as you and this other person. And that's just how it was. That's the only reason why I ever hit up any past friends, because it's always those homegirls where I know, like, shit hit the fan. We're not talking, but they're gonna be there for me. And just to be honest, like, I'm never gonna have a friendship like that before, like, again. And there are some friends where I'm just like, you was just a little rebound friend in between me grieving over the loss of my real friends. So friendships and relationships between women do exist, and don't ignore your emotions or your feelings towards it. Because I know with me, if I don't speak to somebody who I'm used to speaking to, whether it's a boyfriend or a friend, I really do feel down. But in this era, I'm starting to feel like, fuck them, because I'm not going to kiss nobody's ass and I'm not going to continue to reach out and not feel like somebody is reciprocating the same type of love I'm trying to. So I just wanted to let it be known, like, if you have a friend who doesn't want to be your friend anymore because of something y'all went through in the past and you've been trying to make it up, make it work, just literally let it be. Let God show you who your real friends are. Keep that one bitch in your corner and that's all you need. And like, literally, I've had the same one friend since 15, and me and her didn't even really get close until we got older. So I just realized, and we stopped talking mad times, and I just realized she's one of the girls that's like one of my main bitches. So PSA for everybody, fuck them all, keep it moving, fuck with one friend, that's all you need. And for the most part, you're probably not going to meet your real friends until you're like 30. Real talk. Lastly, I wanted to answer one of my DMs questions. Well, I'm going to answer a few. But one of them is, she wanted to hear my thoughts on when it's appropriate to have a man meet your kid, especially having a daughter. She said that she's so intrigued by how Janae Aiko, and the fact that she seemed to let outside men really like close with her daughter fast. And her parents got divorced, and she doesn't feel like any man needs to be around her baby sister unless it's a forever type thing. Now, when to let a man around your kid, honestly, it's really up to you. I personally feeling like, not only because I have a daughter, even if I had a son, I would never let a man around my kid just like off meeting him or like dating him for a few months. And the reason why I'm saying never now is because I have in the past, like, I dated one guy and like I would be dropping him off to the train and then I would be having to pick up my daughter. And so I would just pick her up in the car, and then she'll be in the back seat and I would be dropping him off to the train. So she's like, she saw him for like 2 minutes, you know, and I think I felt guilty as fuck about that. And so, like, and knowing that feeling in my stomach, I just wasn't comfortable with it at all. And so I know from moving forward, I would never let a man even see my kid. And there's times where I'm on FaceTime with dudes and my daughter's like, hi, in the camera. And it's like, even that is too much for me. I feel like if you're in a relationship for, it doesn't matter amount of the amount of time, the person shouldn't be around your kid, and your kid shouldn't know that's your man until your kid is comfortable with it. Because even me being in a household where my mom brought her man around me, I was very uncomfortable since the age of 10 up until 22 now. And so, like, I never liked him. I still don't like him. I hope he falls off a fucking cliff. And with that being said, like, it's not good to force any man around your child or force another person to be in your child's life. You should always make sure your child feels comfortable. Now, your child is never going to tell you if they're comfortable, because I can tell you from my experience, I was 10 years old and I didn't like this person, and I used to still bring him juice when my mom asked me to. So, your child may never speak up about not liking this person, and that's sign number one. They might front like they like them, and that's probably sign number two that you should not have this person around your kid. And so moving forward, my daughter's only one, she's gonna be two. I don't think any man is ever gonna be around her, unfortunately. Time doesn't matter. It really depends on when she's old enough to receive someone else's, I guess, fatherly love. And you're just not gonna be around. You're gonna have to pretend daddy if you're gonna be around my child, unfortunately. So I don't think until she's able to talk to me and be like, mommy, he's a nice man, or mommy, I don't think I'm gonna have that person around. I also think, like, no man should just move in with you and your child. I've seen it happen with friends, and they do have a happy relationship and they had another baby, but I feel like that's too much still. You're putting too much on your child. Just keep it separate. Like, keep it separate for as long as you can. And when your mom, when your daughter is asking you, like, mom, you need a boyfriend, then maybe that's when you start bringing them around, you know? Because there's some people who get comfortable, like, damn, my mom is lonely. And they feel like they need to help out their mom. So that's the only time I would approve of it. Otherwise, keep that shit separate. Because my experience was ugly. And even, like, mom guilt afterwards, it's hard to deal with. And to this day, my mother's still married to that man. And although I moved out and I don't have to see his face, I hope he falls off a cliff tomorrow and busts his fucking face wide open. Like, no regrets about that shit. So, even my grandfather who just passed away, my grandfather used to always tell that nigga about himself. And, you know, like, I just don't like him. Like, I don't like his aura. You don't force energy around somebody. That's end of story. So listen, if you like my eyelashes, make sure you head over to my website at www.mintlashco.com. And also, make sure you stay tuned for the newest products that I'm about to drop very soon. In addition to that, I'm going to be hosting a new YouTube series called The Articulate Bitch as well. And I'm going to be interviewing your favorite social influencers every week. A new video will drop starting in April. And so please, please, please stay tuned and stay up to date by following me on Instagram at BellaGuns, 2 A's and a Z. Thank you.